Jeremy figured the pathologist for at least 65, maybe older, but Arthur's pink skin glowed with health. A neat, white, mustacheless beard, which gave insight into what Lincoln's would have looked like had Honest Abe been allowed to grow old, fringed Arthur's long face. His bald head was lunar and imposing under cruel hospital lighting. Jeremy knew of Arthur's reputation the way one is aware of a stranger's biography. Once head of pathology, Professor Chess had stepped down from administrative duties a few years ago to concentrate on scholarship. Something to do with soft tissue sarcomas, the minutiae of cell wall permeability, or whatnot. Arthur also had a reputation as a world traveler and an amateur lepidopterist. His treatise on the carrion-eating butterflies of Australia had been featured in the hospital gift shop, alongside the usual paperback diversions. Jeremy had noticed the single stack of dry-looking, dirt-brown volumes because they drabbed in comparison with the jackets of lurid bestsellers. The brown stack never seemed to reduce. Why would a patient want to read about bugs that ate corpses? Arthur ate 3 bites of chicken and put down his fork.
"I really do hope this isn't an intrusion, Dr. Carrier."
"Not at all, Dr. Chess. Is there something you need?"
"Need?"
Arthur was amused.
"No, just seeking a bit of social discourse. I've noticed that you tend to dine alone."
"My schedule," lied Jeremy. "Unpredictable." Since his life had gone to hell, he'd been avoiding social discourse with anyone but patients. He'd gotten to the point where he could fake friendly. But sometimes, on the darkest of days, any human contact was painful. Life's little wrist flick.
"Of course," said Chess. "Given the nature of your work, that would have to be the case."
"Sir?" said Jeremy.
"The unpredictability of human emotions."
"That's true." Arthur nodded gravely, as if the two of them had reached a momentous agreement. A moment later he said,
"Jeremy, may I call you Jeremy? Jeremy, I noticed you weren't at our little Tuesday get-together this week."
"A situation came up," said Jeremy, feeling like a child caught playing hooky. He forced a smile. "Unpredictable emotions."
"Something that resolved well, I hope?"
Jeremy nodded. "Anything new come up at TB?
2 new diagnoses, an adenosarcoma, and a CML. Typical presentations, the usual spirited discussion. To be honest, you didn't miss a thing."
Our little Tuesday get-together was tumor board. A weekly ritual, 8 to 9 a.m. in the larger conference room, Arthur Chess presiding over a confab of oncologists, radiotherapists, surgeons, nurse specialists. Commanding the slide projector, wielding a light wand and his voluminous memory. For nearly a year, Jeremy had been the Mental Health Army's representative. In all that time, he'd spoken up once. He'd attended his first tumor board years before as an intern, finding the experience an ironic grotesquerie. Slides of tumor-ravaged cells click-clicked on a giant screen, the images obscured by nicotine haze. At least a third of the cancer doctors and nurses were puffing away. Jeremy's supervisor at the time, an astonishingly pompous psychoanalyst, had wielded a meerschaum pipe of Freudian proportions and blown latakia fumes in Jeremy's face. Arthur had been running things back then, too, and he'd looked much the same, Jeremy realized. The chief pathologist hadn't smoked, but neither had he objected. A few months later, a wealthy benefactor touring the hospital poked her head in and gasped. Soon after, the hospital passed a no-smoking rule, and the mood at subsequent tumor boards grew testy. Arthur sectioned a tiny square of cornbread from the host slab and chewed thoughtfully.
"No loss for you, Jeremy, but I do believe that your presence contributes."
"Really?"
"Even if you don't say much, the fact that you're there keeps the rest of us on our toes, sensitivity-wise."
"Well," said Jeremy, wondering why the old man was bullshitting him so shamelessly, "anything that helps sensitivity."
"The time you did speak up," said Arthur, "taught us all a lesson."
Jeremy felt his face go hot. "I felt it was relevant."
"Oh, it was, Jeremy. Not everyone saw it that way, but it was."
The time he spoke up had been 6 weeks ago. Arthur flashing slides of a metastasized stomach carcinoma on the big